You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcombe, and this is an episode of Three Things where I share with you three things that I'm thinking about. The three things that I'm thinking about this week all have to do with new Bible study resources, or new to me Bible study resources. So I want to share those with you. I think you'll find them valuable as well. The first thing that I want to bring to your attention is a new ministry, a new sort of media ministry called Kevah. That's a Hebrew term. And if you're watching, you're going to be able to see that on the screen here. So as I said, this is a new Bible study ministry. It's like a media ministry, and they have videos. I've been watching, and by the way, right now, if you sign up, you get 1 month free. So you can test drive it, get that 1 month free. But I've been watching Matthew Larson's Nobody Liked Tall documentary, which is done really well. The videography is amazing. Watching this with my wife and kids in the evenings. We've watched the Athens, Thessaloniki, Philippi, and so we're about halfway through this series. And as I said, it's done really well. If you're watching, I'll be able to play just a sample here, and you'll be able to get a feel for what it looks like anyway. The videos are about 15 to 20 minutes long each, and
work has been both about kind of this of travel in the Roman world,
and you should be able to see
letter
kind of, you know, toys around with the idea of Dion, some nice Dion is important from Egypt, and that helps us think of how you're supposed to act, and it has a Bible or some different kind of perspective on Paul than a lot of people might be used to. So I would commend it to you just for this. There are other, there's like an introduction to Old Testament course on there and some other things as well. So that's the first thing I want to put on your radar is Kevah. And like I said, right now, if you go, they're offering a 1 month free opportunity. All right. The second thing that I want to put on your radar is developed by Orbis, the Stanford Geospatial Network model of the Roman world. And it looks like Walter Scheidel and Elijah Meeks are sort of in charge of this. But what this is it allows you to plot how someone like Paul might have traveled in the ancient world. So let's say Paul is traveling from Athens to Thessaloniki. If he'd gone by foot, how long would it have taken? If he was going in the winter on foot versus in summer, how long would it have taken? If he's going by boat, how long would it have taken? How much would it have cost? And so this is pretty cool. I actually learned about this from the Matthew Larson study that I was just talking about. But I've been messing around with this. It's pretty neat. So, for example, here we have Corinth, and then up here we have Thessaloniki. So right, I can click Corinth, and I can pick route from here, and you know, I can pick Thessaloniki, I can do route from here, and it allows you to start, you can turn on the terrain, turn on different sites, names, paths, so on and so forth, regions. Very cool. So as I said, you can do this during season. So for example, let's say I want to, let's go back to Corinth, and we can pick over here. We'll just type in Corinthus to, then we'll type in Thessaloniki. It says Nike here. We'll do it during the winter. And what's the priority? Get there fastest, cheapest, or shortest route? So let's say fastest and it's going to give us our network modes, and we're going to calculate the route. So some of them were traveling from Corinth to Thessaloniki in the ancient Roman world. You can see the longitude and the latitude. You can see, all right, the duration. You know, how long this would have taken. It would have taken less than a day to get to the isthmus, of course, Eleusis. And then at least, 4.5, maybe 5 days to get to Thessaloniki. The distance, it'll give us that, over 600 kilometers. What if we're on a donkey? How much is that going to cost? It's going to cost a denarii to get there, a wagon. It's going to cost 1.2 denarii. What about a carriage? That's going to cost over 120 denarii. So it's just pretty amazing to see this. Yeah, you can even do like transfer costs, all this sorts of thing. Really incredible. So let's try a different one here. Let's try to cross the sea. Let's go from Corinth to Roma. And we'll go, well, they wouldn't have been traveling during the winter, so we'll do the summer, maybe. And let's go by, not by road, let's go by water. Let's calculate the route and see what we get. So you can see it's going to take about 2 weeks. Yeah, amazing. So we put in the transfer cost. Let's do this. Over 1,400 miles, or sorry, kilometers. Very cool to see this. Going to show you where they would have maybe stopped and switched, you know, transferred. The fastest journey from Corinthus to Roma in July takes 16.3 days, covering 1,444 kilometers. Prices in denarii based on the use of a faster sail ship and a civilian riverboat, where applicable. Per passenger and a wagon, a carriage, a donkey. And this is amazing. I just wanted to show you this. I want to see if we can calculate a network as well. We can do flow. What is the most efficient flow? The fastest route? Yeah. Just incredible. Amazing. All right, I commend this to you. The last thing that I want to share with you is something I've just recently stumbled upon. It's called the Casual English Bible. I don't really like that name. We already have a CEB abbreviation anyways. But really what I do like about this is all the maps. I actually bought the book for this, which is really cool. You can get this over 800 maps, and you can even just search by New Testament book, right? So, or Old Testament book. I can click, for instance, Mark 1, and I can see a map associated with Mark 1, and they're pretty cool maps. They're not like cheesy maps. They might have a little cheese to them, but they're really good. So, really 3D maps. So you can see what John the Baptizer is doing. You just get a really good layout, the topography of the land, the mileage. It's awesome. Like, Stephen Miller has done a great job on this. And so I saw this and decided I want to support what he's doing. And I would commend it to everyone else, too. Really good. Really good stuff. Let's look at one more here. We'll just look at Mark 2, maybe. Let's get next here. Yeah, I love this. I love it. You can see showing you sort of the triangle there, the evangelical triangle, as it's called, and up near at the top of the Sea of Galilee. Just an awesome map. Really good. Anyways, these have been helpful. for me, and I commend them to you. So those are three new Bible study resources that I want to put on your radar and say, I'm going to stop there and say, I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.